This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV Tuesday program, December the 17th, counting them down. Merry Christmas Eve is a week from today. Imagine that. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the DJV clan. I'm Doug Steffen. He's the leader of the bland, faithful you and me of the bland. Notice that. Jennifer Horn is here, not bland. Victoria Keelan, nothing bland about her. Kara Schillen is at the controls tomorrow. You and I will spend the morning together. I can't, though, the studio that I was in last week when I was with Rich, I couldn't, he put me in a
different studio. Yeah, you're
going
to be in the same studio. Yep.
I won't,
that way
I can't
we,
see you.
Yep, that way you can't look at me during the show and make weird faces or whatever you do in the studio.
Really? Well, thank you very much. Actually, you've never worked with me in the studio directly, have you? I don't usually
Let's hope he
noises.
Wears pants.
I know.
Is that possible?
I will be fully dressed, thank you very much. All right, Jennifer, time for a new portion of the program called Pigs in the News. And we start off with a focus on Harvey Weinstein. Very appropriate.
He's a sick pig. A sick, piggy pig. In more ways than one, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. So Harvey Weinstein has tried to blame his bad back on Monday when his lawyers asked a judge to pause a $45 million civil lawsuit that he's facing because they say
the insurance company was going to pay and he didn't have to pay any money. That was the
this
end
is
of
probably
it.
It's a different one. He's got multiple cases against him. So this is a civil lawsuit, $45 million deep he's in for, and he says that he can't handle the trial because he's just too ill. He said he has spinal injuries, and he said that, along with an upcoming criminal trial, were just too much to bear, according to Manhattan Supreme Court papers. His attorneys asked a judge to stay a case brought by AI in International Holdings in the wake of his ongoing sexual misconduct scandal until after he goes on trial for rape, which I didn't really realize is actually coming up. That's on January 6th, so just after the new year, he's going to be on trial. Mm-hmm. The loan company recalled the sizable debt from Weinstein and his namesake company, Weinstein Co., after he was ousted on October 3rd, 2017, when the company didn't receive the repayment if sued. He's already got preparation for an impending criminal trial coupled with the pain of what he says are orthopedic injuries causing significant ambulatory issues and requiring surgery. They said that the weight is all too much for him to bear all at one time, according to his legal team. He faces accusations of sex assault and harassment by more than 80 women. He showed up in Manhattan Criminal Court, last week with the aid of a walker following a spinal surgery, but was seen without it a day later, sparking rumors.
I mean, that's...
He's actually not anymore. If you saw the pictures of the new interview he did with the New York Post, where he claimed that, you know, he deserves sympathy because he's hired more women and more women directors than anyone else in Hollywood. It's like, you don't get points if you hire women in order to sexually harass them and assault them. You don't get points for that, Harvey. But anyway, the pictures, he's lost a lot of weight. So I don't...
It's good that you brought up the picture, because one of the things at play here is that this was stemming from a car accident he had on August 17th, a spinal injury. And so to prove that he was sick, because he's been seen with the walker in court, but on the streets of New York without the walker.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's been using social media to put out pictures of him, like, sitting on, like, some IV bag or something. I mean, I don't know. He's, like, putting pitiful Harvey Weinstein pictures out on his Instagram to try to gain favor from the court system, who's saying, oh, I don't know, we think you could probably handle all of this. But... look, whether you like Harvey, you don't like Harvey, I don't think any of us here are big fans of Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-mm.
That is a lot going on for this guy, but you kind of reap what you sow, I suppose.
They're making Robert Durst, who is, like, what, in his late 70s, and he's actually ill. They're making him stand trial in L.A., so Harvey Weinstein is not. There, who was the guy, the Nazi guy, who was, like, 97 years old or something, or 98? They made him stand trial.
Yeah.
So Harvey Weinstein can handle it.
Once you sexually assault, like, 80 people, I think you forfeit your right to not stand trial because you don't feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say that again. All right, speaking of standing trial, the impeachment vote, and the situation with the Democrats and the Republicans, I thought it was interesting what Chuck Schumer said, Jennifer. He wants the impeachment trial focused on the facts. The facts, ma'am. Just the facts. So is that mean the Senate's going to handle this differently than the House? The circus in the House, it is a circus. It really is.
Well, I think it's funny because the circus in the House, it was led by Democrats. Now that Republicans are in charge, Democrats are bent out of shape saying that the process isn't fair. What Chuck Schumer wants is to actually call witnesses, and he wants to call witnesses that have been supporting President Trump, or have been around President Trump and supporting his story. Mick Mulvaney, Rick Perry, John Bolton, the ambassador, former National Security Administrator. So there's a lot of people that Chuck Schumer wants to call. Now, he should be careful, though, because I would actually like to see a full trial just like Chuck Schumer. I'd like to bring everybody in. But that will cause a long, drawn-out trial that will probably result in a whole lot of nothing except more division. So Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are saying, look, let's go with the evidence that was presented by the House. We'll review that evidence, and then we'll vote. That's it. That way it'll be 2 weeks rather than 2, 3, 4 months. And I don't know that Chuck Schumer likes that because I think he's not sure about the evidence that was presented by Democrats.
I'd love to see John Bolton, though, talk because so many people on both sides, and I know he doesn't want to because he's waiting to save it all up for his book. But I think that rather than waiting for someone's personal gain, I think it would do the country good either way, regardless of what he says.
Can they force him to testify?
I wish they could.
But you know what's great is if they force John Bolton, then guess who else goes? Because Republicans have a wish list, too, and that would include Adam Schiff and his workings with the whistleblower, the whistleblower himself, and exactly where he came from. And Hunter and Joe Biden, also a part of this. And they'd all have to testify under oath. So that's why I say it's a slippery slope for Chuck Schumer, because the more people he wants to press, if this does go into the direction of a full trial, this is not going to be great for Democrats either. So it's a mess.
Right, so
I don't think we'll get to that part.
Yeah, but the situation is I have gotten a distinct feeling in the last maybe 2, 3 weeks that there is a time, and I think I said this, Victoria, I don't remember if Jennifer was here or not when I said it on the air last week, that I felt like there was something changing. The war on Trump has gone too far in the minds of a lot, in a lot of people's minds. And whether it's a Republican that says, oh, gee, I'm sorry, I voted for Trump, like that's what Carly Fiorina has said. She was a presidential candidate. Remember, she ran.
Yeah, and then she said,
Trump.
But I'll probably vote for him again.
Yeah.
Strange comments.
Right.
Strange comments.
So what I'm suggesting is that unless they really get a superstar, this stuff has backfired to the point where Trump could actually win not only the Electoral College but the popular vote. I don't think, we argue about this all the time, I don't really think he's the legitimate president any more than I thought Bush was, because they didn't get, they say, well, the law is you use the, it's time for us to change that. The reality is you ought to win by whatever margin you win in the popular vote. And I'm not interested in getting into a debate about all that at the moment, but I'm just telling you that I feel like there are people, even in my neck of the woods here, and I haven't felt in California because I haven't spent enough time there. We're on our way to California, Daisy and I, today. But in Massachusetts, I can see it in the sort of stickers and looking at people's businesses and signs and stuff. People who wouldn't have expressed themselves before outwardly, who might have been in the camp, but they aren't likely to say, I'm voting for Trump. And I must tell you,
just be aware of the quiet ones. Look at Brexit. You know, there are lessons to be learned from people who listen to the news media saying, oh, Trump's terrible, he'll never get reelected. Oh, Boris Johnson's terrible, he'll never be able to get power in Brexit.
How do we define terrible? I guess that's what you got to do. You got to define Terrible.
There's a movement of populism in this country and around the world that is showing itself in elections not here.
Is it populism or is it conservatism?
Populism.
Populism.
Look at the debt. Yeah, it's populism.
Yeah, the debt isn't conservative at all. That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Thank you for reminding me of that, Jennifer. These guys, none of them are any good at budgets.
But there's a new poll, just to your point, before we wrap this, there's a new poll out from USA Today that shows Trump beating everybody that is in the race right now. Mm-hmm. I think Bloomberg wanted to make a bigger splash. I don't think that that's happened yet. Obviously, there's still time.
We've got to wait for the convention.
There's still time, but I think that
he's got to get on a debate stage, or else people in the middle of America have he's going to be another Tom Steyer. They're just not going to know who he is or what he's about.
I just look at all the candidates on the other side. There's no one that's really, like, burning it up that can really stand against Trump. And look, the economy is good, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. The stock market's hitting highs.
Yep.
The Dow hit, 10,000 points since Trump's presidency. These are things that lead to Trump being in his favor. And when he has positioned himself as a victim, you can either agree that he is a victim or he's not. I think he is. I'm sure Victoria probably thinks he's not. But that's how he's positioned himself.
I don't think he's a victim. Nah, he's not.
Well, I think he's a victim of a news media that is out to get him and
those fires and added gasoline to every one of those, though. I don't think there's an innocent party. It's not. There's no innocent party in any of that, where it's Trump versus
the
news
media.
There
never has been. There's never been an innocent party.
There's no one
politics.
That can claim that they did the right thing at all.
So just before you go, what did Meghan McCain get into it with Whoopi about? Whoopi told her to be quiet.
I haven't even actually listened to the audio clip. No. And it honestly aggravates me with these women because I don't think they're productive. They just shout at each other. And if you know anything about, like, what I believe in my core is, like, having a conversation without making it too emotional. It's what Victoria and I think do really well. It's what Kara and all of us do really well. We try not to make it emotional or personal. And on The View, they can't help themselves. They're, like, immediately, like, Whoopi just tells her to shut up, and she says, I'm not going to shut up. I mean, it just, what does that do for anybody? It's two women having a street fight.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Stupid. Yeah.
Well, and I agree to your point completely that it makes women look bad. Women everywhere. Women across all aisles. It makes women just look bad and catty and stupid. And I would never watch that show. I wouldn't even endorse it. I honestly don't even like talking about it. I see those headlines and I just skip right over it.
All right, so let's skip over to a good commercial. How's that? Like that idea, Victoria?
Anything is better than that.
Anything. Well, this is not a magic potion. This is breakthrough technology. This is work that's been done. The folks at Calitrin have been around for 20-some-odd years, and the family's been working on this, if you will, formula. That's the right word for it, the formula that will give you the weight loss support that you need now that we're into the season and you're eating more. I just noticed on the scale, I've been eating a lot, and I'm about 4 pounds less than I was a month ago. So it works for me, and it'll work for you. Take the time to go to the website, calitrin.com, look at the formula, understand what they do, understand how it works, understand how it will help you lose the weight, and then keep it off, which is what you want. Calitrin is the proven way, naturally, to get into the weight loss game, if you will. And because the main ingredient is collagen protein, that helps to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss, this is a fabulous way. Give yourself a present for Christmas, all right? Go to Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code, and you will be successful. Buy 3 Calitrins at the regular price, 3 months. You get 3 months free. That's the perfect timing for you to lose the weight and keep it off. Calitrin, number one choice for weight loss. Go to Calitrin.com. Get the special Christmas deal with the code DJV.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Christmas from John Lennon. This is one of my favorite pop Christmas tunes, frankly. It's a great sentiment. I love this song. I don't love, but I really like it. So while we're thinking about John Lennon, you'll be interested to know that a pair of his sunglasses at the height of something sold for $183,000 last week. They were put up for auction by his former chauffeur. Sold at Sotheby's London, and they thought it was going to bring $8,000 to $10,000. $183,000 for a pair of sunglasses. My God. And they weren't even prescription glasses. And they were made by Oliver Goldsmith, and they were given to Lennon so he could prepare for his turn in the film How I Won the War. In a statement, the driver's name was Alan Herring, explained how he came upon the glasses. Then the summer of 68, he picked John up with Ringo and George in Ringo's Mercedes and drove the boys into the office. When John got out of the car and noticed that he left the sunglasses on the back seat, one lens and one arm had become disconnected. I asked John if he'd like me to fix them. He told me not to worry. They were just for the looks. He said he'd send out for some that fit. I didn't ever get them fixed. I just kept them as they were as John had left them. So anyway...
That actually makes it more valuable.
I suppose. Yep.
Yeah, because if you fix it, then it's sort of removed from John sitting on them in the car.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Gold wire-framed sunglasses. Missing a screw and had some scratches on the lens. $183,000. It's unclear who the person was who paid that kind of dough. But anyway, the sale... That's just a couple of days after the 39th anniversary of him being killed at the Dakota. Remember that? That was 39 years ago. Woof. The death of a loved one is a hallowing experience. After 39 years, Sean, Julian, and I miss him, said Yoko. That is John Lennon. Great voices.
It's kind of amazing how much he still means to people and how much he still resonates with people.
Yeah.
Of all
McCartney.
Ages. They're little kids.
I think the great...
The Dakota is right down the street from where I used to live in the city.
Yeah.
You would see little kids in school groups going to the strawberry fields and just to, who... They know who he is. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think that in my... the rendering of seeing with the... If you saw that video of James Corden taking McCartney around Liverpool and watched McCartney's body language as he talked about John, it was clear that they had strong feelings for one another, liked each other. They were collaborative across the kitchen table when they were kids writing these songs, so that's a very cool thing. Speaking of songs that you write, the first handwritten draft of the lyrics to your song by Elton John, written by Bernie Taupin, they were sold at auction over the weekend. $200,000 for that. Maxine Taupin, who was married to Bernie in the 70s, and the inspiration for Tiny Dancer, put a number of drafts up for auction in Los Angeles. And the lyrics to the Border songs over $31,000. Benny and the Jets went for $74,000. Handwritten drafts of Candle in the Wind, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Saturday Night, Sorry for Fighting, remain unsold, but they did raise $301,000 altogether. Maxine said when Bernie had completed an album's worth of lyrics, he'd pay Elton a visit. When I heard the finished songs, I was instantly taken by these two creative forces. And they worked fabulously.
That's
well
shown well in the movie where Bernie's got a whole big binder of song lyrics, and then Elton puts it to music. It's a very, it's a great movie, Rocket Man, if you haven't seen it.
28 after here on the DJV program. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least a dozen tornadoes sweep across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. At least 3 people are dead. A husband and wife were killed and 4 others seriously injured when one twister blasted northern Alabama. One person was killed in western Louisiana late yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, in the Northeast, it's been snow. This plow driver just north of New York City says he hopes people just stay off the roads for a while.
Hopefully everyone stays home. They like to clog the roads up for us so we can't get around too easily.
Freezing rain and ice could also snarl the morning commute in the Northeast and New England. The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning, laying out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor. Democratic leaders aiming for a final vote on impeachment articles sometime later tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Half the hour, Tuesday, December 17th, on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here full of thought. We're not trying to sell you anything here. We're just trying to work our way through a lot of things that are of some impact. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I had somebody send me something that I wanted to share, Victoria, with you and everybody else that's listening to the program. Someone, there was a fire in Minnesota. And one of the first responders posted something on Facebook that I thought was worth a moment of our time. So whether this is asking you to indulge me in this, I think that it's because over the years I've been criticized a lot because I have a lot to say about firefighters and how expensive it is to have all of the equipment and all the things that they have and you know, the unions and all the kinds of stuff that go with having to have a force. And so I think sometimes we forget what firefighters are all about. So this was posted by a fellow named Nate, who is a volunteer firefighter. And he writes, "Oh, you're a firefighter. That's cool. What do you make?" "What do I make?" the question. "I make holding your hand seem like the biggest thing in the world when I'm cutting you out of a destroyed car in a wreck.
For sure.
I can make 5 minutes seem like a lifetime when I go into a burning house to save your family. I make those annoying sirens seem like angels when you are in need of them. I can make your children breathe when they stop. I can help you survive a heart attack. I make myself get out of bed at 3 o'clock to risk my life to save people that I've never met. Today, I might make the ultimate sacrifice to save your life. I make a difference. What do you make? The question came on this was his answer to the question posed to him. What do you make? And the question was aimed.
That's a great answer.
How much money do you make? And the answer was what he presented that I just read. So I think this is something not only for firefighters, but paramedics certainly. And you have different EMTs. You have a different perspective on them. Even if you watch some of these shows that are on TV now about what they do, I think it is enlightening. Very enlightening, in fact. All right, let's get to something else that is enlightening. A judge in Wisconsin says that thousands, tens, actually hundreds of thousands of voters, Victoria, got to be dumped from the voting rolls. Why is that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where this is going to go, but a judge has said that the state has to remove thousands of people from the voting rolls because they've moved out of the state. And back in October, the State Elections Commission sent a letter to approximately 234,000 Wisconsin voters who they believed had moved. And the deal was if the voters didn't respond within 30 days, then they were supposed to be removed from the voting rolls for 2021. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the Elections Commission. The group said that the commission is bound by law to purge those votes from the rolls sooner, and then this judge agreed. So they apparently didn't even want to give these people 30 days to respond, which I think is ridiculous, but the Elections Commission is now expected to appeal this decision, and it's arguing that kicking voters off the rolls now would only create confusion and chaos when people go to vote in the next election and they don't realize that they've been
well
if you think about it, if you move to a different address but you're still within the same district, then you still go to the same polling place, and if you show up and then you find out, like they say, oh, you're not registered to vote. Well, yes I am, I've been registered to vote for however many years, and then you've got huge lines and people arguing. And
is Wisconsin a proof of purchase state? Do you have to prove who you are when you walk through the door to vote? I think that's the important distinction here. I could go in using, whether it was Massachusetts, California, I could go in and just say I'm anybody and vote for them.
Well, if
and
they don't have your name on the list, then you can't.
Well, but what I'm saying is, let's say I vote as my neighbor across the street in the morning, and he comes in the afternoon and says, I'm Fred Flintstone. Let's say his name is Fred Flintstone. And Fred votes in the morning. I vote for Fred. And then Fred goes in himself in the afternoon. How do they prove that he's Fred?
Well, because you've already signed Fred's name. So
no, I don't have to sign a thing. I have to sign nothing. I tell them who I am.
How is that possible? Because in New York and New Jersey,
it is in Massachusetts, you say nothing. You say, here's me, and this is where I live, and I point to it on the sheet if they don't know who I am. And they give me a ballot. I vote. I go back, and they say, okay, you're checking out.
Point to what? This doesn't sound real.
I point to a sheet that has the name of all the voters in my precinct on it. And they give them my address, and that's my name, that's me, yep, okay. I don't have to show them a driver's license. I don't have to show a driver's license.
In New York and New Jersey, you don't have to show a driver's license, but you go in, you give your name, and then they have your signature on file from your driver's license, and then you sign and it has to match the signature. So that's how they do it in New York and New Jersey.
We don't have to do that here. We should have to do all kinds of things that we don't have to do. It's ridiculous. It really is. I find I'm offended, frankly, by how easy it is to get away with the sorts of things that.
But you know what? They've done so many studies on this, and they've had the Republicans after the last election, when Trump kept claiming that all these people were voting and they weren't. It was all disproved. So it's not nearly the problem that the fear mongers want you to believe it is. It really isn't. There are
there have been bipartisan
efforts to do election reforms. There have been so many studies in the last 2 years of investigations, and it all found it was a minimal amount of voters that had committed fraud, and they had been registered in other states, or there were a few people who were dead who voted. So I'm not sure who voted for them, but someone who was dead voted. But it was not. I mean, Trump made it sound like it was millions of people who were basically. He was trying to say that the popular vote, the gap between what he had and what Hillary had, was all fraudulent voters, and that was ridiculous and completely disproved.
Well, it becomes a partisan thing.
I'm not saying that elections.
Not to be.
I'm not saying that there aren't reforms that are needed. I totally believe that. But I'm just saying, like, the fear-mongering that, especially within the Republican base, they really try to scare people into thinking that every dead person and illegal is voting, and that's just not the case.
Well, I can tell you, my father, as a kid, obviously it's a long time ago, but it still goes on in Chicago. It still goes on in Boston. I don't know where else it goes on. I guess there are probably other cities and towns where this goes on. My father and his friends, there were 10 wards in Boston. 10 friends. They went to the ward bosses. They'd give them $10 a head and a name. And so each election day, each one of them would vote in each one of the 10 wards for a guy who was dead. And they got paid $10.
Well, I'm sure that happened all the time.
No idea. Of course it did. It happened. Yeah. It still happens. And that's the problem. That is not the problem, but it is a problem. And I just think
to be perfectly honest, coming from a tech standpoint, what scares me a hell of a lot more than any voter fraud is hacking our ballot boxes.
Yeah.
That is those election machines. I have read so many studies on them. Every single cybersecurity expert in the country will tell you those machines are not secure whatsoever.
No,
they have 12-year-old kids who have fun at conventions hack into them.
Yeah.
And within minutes, they hack into them. Yeah. So that, to me, is a much larger problem than a few dead people voting.
Yeah. Well, there's so many problems. Maybe that's the underscore here. So many problems in our electoral system. Just ridiculous. It is. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Here's something that is not, as we wind up the Christmas. Well, a lot of people. Isn't the amount of business done the week before Christmas is usually the same dollar amount as is done the month before Christmas, right? People wait till the last.
I think it's more,
minute.
Right? Last minute.
Okay, for you last minute shoppers who are looking for something that will complete the cycle of you being conscious of the people you care about, how about I give you my, I'm urging you, not giving you the idea, I'm urging you to go to MyPillow.com and see perhaps some things in there that you would like yourself. Sometimes people give the best gifts to the people they care about, buying things for themselves. You know, I want to sleep better. Okay, get better pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. I want to dry my body off better after I take a shower or a bath. Okay, go to MyPillow.com and get the towels. You can say that for pretty much everything that's in the MyPillow catalog. All of the items that are there are made in the USA. A wonderful factory story. It's a great American story, actually, from Mike Lindell, who put this all together based on his own engineering concepts of what the pillow was like he wanted to sleep on. Maybe what they should use, you know what they should use as a musical bed for their commercials? Send me the pillow that you sleep on. You know that old song? Do you know the song?
And no. I thought you were going to say, like, something about Mr. Sandman or something like that.
That would be good, too. Mr. Sandman, ring me your... Okay, so whatever, you get the point. Christmas presents, not too late to take care of the people in your family that you love with something really much appreciated by people who get it. I'll tell you that. I think we all feel that way about these MyPillow pillows and the sheets and the pillow case, all of the things, the towels, fabulous. Get the discounts by using the DJV code, DJV, when you go to the Radio Listener Special page or the tab at MyPillow.com. Get 30% off the towels, 50, 60, 65% off on some of the other great items they have. Pillows galore, because that's their business. Remember, they're called MyPillow. Website, MyPillow.com. Get the best discounts with the code DJV.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. small business owners are entering the new decade on a high note, with 82% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth as they close out 2019. Entrepreneurs are also confident about their business prospects, with expansion plans, future revenue projections, and intent to hire remaining strong and steady from last fall. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business.
Entrepreneurs are charging into the new decade with an eye toward growth. Even in the midst of this busy holiday season, they're optimistic about the year ahead and making plans to bring on additional employees and expand into new markets in 2020.
This holiday season, business owners face challenges like creating customer demand and work-life balance, but look forward to spending time with family and friends and giving back to their employees. For more information about Bank of America's Fall Small Business Owner Snapshot, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just can't.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's 47 past the hour. So these tornadoes that have raised hell in several southern states, I don't know where the worst one was. It was in Tennessee. Where's the actual...
Louisiana, Mississippi, Louisiana. And Alabama. Yeah, more than a dozen, more than two dozen, more than 20 tornadoes and high winds went through all three states, killing at least three people, injuring others. All three states, unfortunately, waking up to a lot of damage this morning and possibly even a higher death toll. And they're actually part of a larger storm system. It's the same storm system that's been piling snow and ice across the Midwest and then parts of the upper east today, probably north of you, right, Doug? Or do you have snow?
We got a little
bit of
snow.
We just have rain here in New Jersey. But
yeah, it's supposed to be...
around the Boston area, it says you might get 6 inches tomorrow.
Yeah,
so,
not today. I'm leaving here in a couple of hours to drive south to be with Kara tomorrow morning, and then heading sort of west as I drive to California.
So you should miss it.
But I will miss it. I think there's no snow. It's just light powder at the moment, and I'm just looking at the forecast here. It doesn't look like anything serious until later on this afternoon. By the time,
but by the time you get down to New Jersey, then it's just rain here, so you should be fine moving forward. Yeah. But other parts of the country, not so lucky, and the National Weather Service has all kinds of warnings and a lot of thunderstorms all through down through Florida, like really severe, and then who knows, maybe more tornadoes will hit in the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama area.
It, what happens this time of year, the jet stream is pretty unstable. Yeah. It's unstable, and so the cold air is north of it, the warm air is south of it, and they come together. And I remember the ride last night coming back from California over the Midwest was bumpy as hell. It was, and that's where the storm was, you know, eastern Midwest, and now it's moving into the Northeast, as you are suggesting. But these tornadoes, man, they three people dead, a lot of people injured, very powerful storms. Look out for them if you are in that zone. 10 before the hour on the time zone on the DJV zone.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
But I don't think they did this. A movie from Top Gun, the movie music, right, Chucker?
Correct, Doug.
This is from the old one or the new one, or are they using the same?
No,
music?
The old one. The original film that came back, that came out in the 1986.
All right, so don't they have to use some of this in order to sort of make it feel real to the audience that they have? They have a built-in audience, plus a lot of new people that are going to want to go see the movie. Top Gun Maverick is now in trailer form. When is it actually supposed to be released?
It'll come out June 26th of next summer, 2020. Paramount Pictures released the coming attraction trailer. Second one, this is a longer trailer. And it has a totally different feel than the original film. Obviously, if you look at this trailer, they spend a boatload of money. Because it's got to be a $200 million movie. Tom Cruise once again returns. Many
Jennifer,
years later, to play the role
of
love
interest, Jennifer. She's in a lot. She's a big
Jennifer Connelly, right?
Connelly, that's it, right? Yeah, yeah.
I like her.
Is she the love interest, or is she just a part of it?
No, she's love interest, according to what I saw in the trailer, anyway.
Yeah,
he was interviewed, and he said he loved working with her. She was a lot of fun and good.
I like her a lot. Yeah, the original film was Kelly McGillis, but
yeah, right.
You know, it's going to be interesting because, I guess my question will be, will the audience that made this film a big hit in 1986 carry over to a movie in 2020? I don't have my doubts. I'm going to say, I don't know. This could be a huge gamble, considering its budget. I don't know. We'll see. It does look good, though. It looks very serious. It does not look like a massive popcorn movie. It looks very high tech. The effects look fantastic.
Well, he flew the plane himself, though, didn't he? He loves to do his own stuff, and he talked about that in an interview I saw recently about him. He has his own plane. He has a pilot.
Well, I think he wanted to be in the jet, but he can't fly a jet. I think that he said he didn't want it to be in a hangar in a CGI. So I think they have him in a jet,
right?
But I don't think he's actually the one flying it.
Really?
Because
who killed you?
Maybe Xenu helped him fly it. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought Doug's story was pretty good. We should have just left it at that.
Yeah, I left. Leave it alone. All right. Yeah. So the continuing conversation, if for no other reason. The Richard Jewell movie will pick up because so many people are talking about it and scratching their head wondering, because out of respect, if that's what it is for Clint Eastwood or the story itself, whatever, this is a movie you think has legs, Chucker.
Historically, a lot of these films that are released before Christmas, they don't really do the box office that they will do between the week of Christmas and New Year's.
Why do they release them then? Why do they do that?
Well, they have to. I mean, something's got to get put into the marketplace before Christmas. I mean, Jumanji 2, that opened pretty well, $60 million opening weekend. Richard Jewell got a lot of headlines because it only opened to a $5 million opening weekend on 2,000 screens. It was rejected to do $10 million plus. So a lot of people came out with articles, you know, basically burying the film. It's a bomb. Clint Eastwood's, you know, biggest disappointment in 30 years, so on and so forth.
They make me sick, these people.
But I don't believe people don't go to a movie because of some controversy about it. I just think for whatever reason, they didn't show up yet. I don't think it has anything to do with the content, how good the film is or not. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I know people who have, as I said yesterday, that told me they thought the movie was excellent and one of Clint Eastwood's best films ever. So
yeah, well, there you go.
We'll see.
What about some of the... I was looking at an article about movies at Christmas time that have great food in them. Holiday food, preparing food, and how much a part it is of some of these... holiday movies. Christmas Vacation, certainly, you'd have to include that. But what other movies?
You read different articles than I do. I know, it doesn't really interest me. I got one bit of movie news, though. Yeah. Suicide director David Ayer is going to do a remake of the 1969 World War II film, The Dirty Dozen. That film starred Lee Marvin, Ernest Borgnine, Charles Bronson, and Telly Savalas. Here's the catch, though. This will not take place during World War II. It will be set in a contemporary setting using the same concept. I always knew they'd remake this film in some format because it's just a really good concept.
David Sutherland was in it.
Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland and him, too. Jim Brown, the football player, is in it. I'm trying to think of some of the other people. That are very visible. Telly Savalas is in it, and Trini Lopez.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.